The bell sounded for 15 minutes, one ring for every 1,000 lives lost. "It's a death toll that's hard to comprehend," says Steve Gage, who was one of two church members trading off to tug the bell's heavy rope.
It made me think that with every 9 rings, or 8 rings, whatever, that's the entire population of Sitka. And we rang 300 times. So it's real, and it's just kind of hard to take in.
It's more than the combined number of Americans killed in World War I, the Korean War, and Vietnam.
All of these people had a name and a story and a family. And
Alaska's death rate remains one of the lowest in the country, according to the CDC, and Sitka has yet to report a death related to COVID-19. But cases continue to rise. Gage and fellow bell ringer Kit Allgood Melama hope this small act will remind Sitkans to remain vigilant by wearing masks, social distancing, and washing their hands.
Well, it's one small thing that we can do to honor those people who've passed away, and most of them have died in just really pretty horrible circumstances.
299, 300.
Church members rang the bell in September 200 times for 200,000 lives lost, and they'll do it again for 400,000. But both Gage and Allgood Melama say they hope they don't have to. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.